In Ephesians 5, we are told that wife is to be like the church, subject to Christ. But sometimes the church, you look around, is not a very good example of submitting to Christ. You know that. So I want to give you a better example, Christ himself. And that's in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 3. I want you to understand that Christ is the head of every man and the man is the head of the woman. In other words, again, the same picture, the husband is the head of the wife. And God is the head of Christ. So now get this picture. In the same way that Christ is subject to God the Father, the wife is to be subject to man, her husband. Like Christ accepted God the Father as his head, the woman has to accept her husband as her head. So who is her example in this passage? Not the church. Jesus Christ. And that's a perfect example. So just like Christ is the example for husbands, we find Christ is the example for wives too. In the way Jesus submitted, because the Father told him to do it. You know, this word submission, unfortunately, in the eyes of many people, is a dirty word. And with the women's liberation movement, which has affected so many people around the world and has affected a lot of people in Western countries and has gradually affected westernized parts of India. You know, this removing of the veil from over the women's head started with the women's liberation movement. 100 years ago, even in America, in all churches, women covered their heads. But with the women's liberation movement 50 years ago, women took off their veils. They were honest when they took off their veils, saying, I'm not in subjection to any man or to my husband. But remember that. It's a sign of a rebellious spirit when a woman takes off that veiling, which God has said in the same chapter in 1 Corinthians 11. It says further down, a woman ought to have, verse 10, a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. It's in the context of a woman being subject to a man. So I'm just telling you how you got to be careful of that spirit that there is in the world that's come over to India from the Western world. You see it in all these charismatic churches where no woman ever believes in veiling her head. It's that spirit that's come over from the Western world, and it's the spirit of Satan, of a satanic, rebellious, I will not accept God's order that the man has to be the head of the woman. Who said that? I'm equal to the man. Okay. Let me see what type of home you build, sister. And let me see, give me 20 years and I'd like to see what your children are going to be like. I prophesy they'll bring dishonor to you and be a headache to you. Because you can't violate God's word and expect godliness, God to bless your home. Completely out of the question. So what I'm saying is, the important thing is not the veiling of the head. You can veil your head and not be subject to your husband at home. That's worse. It's that spirit behind it, which says, who said he's my head? Imagine if Jesus lived on earth and said, who said the Father is my head? I'm equal to him. Was Jesus equal to the Father or not? Yes or no? Yes, all of you say yes, and that's right. Jesus was equal to the Father. And do you know in God's eyes a man and woman are equal? Absolutely equal. The woman, man is not superior before God over the woman. The man is not some special favorite of God. No, men and women are equal before God. But yet, the woman has to be in subject. Why? Jesus Christ was equal to the Father, and yet for the purpose of redemption, he subjected himself to the Father. And demonstrated in a world which believed that submission was a dirty word, he demonstrated that submission can be a glorious thing. A man can demonstrate that by his total submission to Christ. And a wife can demonstrate that by her total submission to her husband. So both have the privilege. I have the privilege of demonstrating the glory of submission by my total submission to Christ. That means as soon as the Lord tells me something, go and apologize to your wife. I'll do it immediately. That's the glory of submission. You think a man doesn't have to submit? Of course he has, to Christ. and the woman has the opportunity to demonstrate that spirit of submission in her home, now a woman may say, but my husband doesn't know the Lord like I do. Maybe you're right. There are many cases where a husband is thoroughly disobedient to the word, maybe unconverted. What should a Christian woman do in such a case? There is an answer, because this is not new to the 21st century. Even in the first century, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1. 1 Peter 3 verse 1. In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, even to those who are disobedient to the word of God, unconverted, so that you can win them without speaking one word by your behavior. What does it mean, in the same way? Why does the sentence start with in the same way? Because it's referring to the previous paragraph. Christ is your example. 1 Peter 2:21. In the same way, wives. In which way? In the way your great example, Jesus. Again, here you see that Jesus is the example for wives. Where you have been called, 1 Peter 2:21. Christ suffered. Are you suffering, sister, because your husband is disobedient to God's word? You have an example. Christ suffered, leaving you an example to follow in his steps. In the same way, wives, be submissive. Even though he committed no sin, maybe your life is godly, sister. He was reviled, verse 23. Are you being reviled by your husband? He did not revile in return. In the same way, wives, submit to your husbands. While he was suffering, he did not utter any threat. He could have said, wait till God judges you, you fellas. Did he say that? You're a godly sister and your wife, you're suffering under your husband. Do you say, wait till God judges you? You're not following Jesus. He kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. In the same way, wives, entrust yourself to one who has promised he will never allow you to be tested beyond your ability. Never. When he finds it's getting too much for you, he'll do something. Either soften your husband's heart, or convert him, or kill him. But he'll never allow you to be tested beyond your ability. That you can be sure of. You have God on your side. Your husband's unconverted, he's with the devil. So what? You've got God on your side. Who is stronger? Behave like Jesus Christ. Behave like Jesus Christ. In the same way. And you can win them. Isn't it your aim to win this unconverted husband? Win him without speaking one word. Don't preach to him. I'm sorry to say, I have met some sisters who are converted and whose husbands are not converted. We had some of them in CFC. They're not here now. And when I saw the spirit in these women, in those wives, I understood why her husbands are not converted. They are preachers. They must be going home and preaching to their husbands, and the husbands are sick and tired of their preaching. Have they understood how to win their husbands without a word? No. And I said, your husbands will never get converted. Not if they see your life. And then I've seen other examples of wives, husbands who would not allow their wives to come to the church. And the wives, by spirit of submission, won their husbands over, even non-Christian husbands, by spirit of submission. So we've had good examples and bad examples that we've seen, but it's winning them without a word. What a wonderful example to be, you know, like Jesus again. You can say, but my husband doesn't know as much as I do of the word. Well, Jesus could have lived in Nazareth and said, Joseph and Mary don't know as much as I know about God and I know about his word. And he was absolutely right. And he saw Joseph and Mary sinning, and he had never sinned. And yet the Bible says till the age of 30, he submitted. Jesus is your example. Can you submit to somebody who is unconverted? Somebody who doesn't know the word? Well, look at Jesus. He submitted to Joseph and Mary. You say, I'm getting tired of it. Well, he didn't get tired after 30 years. And after 30 years of submitting to imperfect Joseph and Mary, you know what God said about Jesus at his baptism? This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Do you want to hear those words? This is my beloved daughter in whom I am well pleased. Do you think Jesus never suffered anything in those 30 years? How many times in those 30 years he had to deny himself to do what Joseph and Mary told him to do when he as a little boy probably didn't want to do that. But he said, no, I will please my father. So the reason you submit to your husband is because God has said it. When you see it like that, it takes on a different color. Not because your husband says, you submit to me. No, God has said it. Be like Jesus Christ. I've said this, that if the Bible had said, husbands, submit to your wives, I would be the first person to do it. I'd go to my wife and say, well, darling, what do you want me to do now? I'll do it. Tell me. I'm your servant. Because God has said, husband, submit to your wives. It's not because she says it. Not because your husband says it. Because God says it. Submit to your husbands. When you see it as God's command, it takes on a different color.